The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to, what should we call it, Wednesday? Alvin, Wednesday. Is today Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday. Call it Wednesday.
We've got an exciting guest on. Some of you may have heard him before, but I'm betting most of you did not. And he's coming on in a couple of minutes. His name is Andy Irwin, E-R-W-I-N. He is the brother to John Irwin. They are the Irwin brothers, and they have made all kinds of films. I can only imagine is the most recent one came out, what, about 2 years ago or something, with Dennis Quaid, Cloris Leachman. I mean, kind of an amazing phenomenon in the world of entertainment, because it's faith-based, but it's also mainstream. And I talk a lot about this wherever I go. It's important for people not to have, you know, these films that are only going to be seen by people who are certain kinds of Christians or something. Truth is truth. And if we're talking about truth in an honest way, it's something everybody's interested in. Well, the film that Andy and John have coming out on Christmas Day, and again, we'll talk about this any minute with Andy himself, it's called American Underdog. I can hardly tell you how excited I am about this. So you'll hear the details in just a moment with Andy Irwin. Before that, I want to say, hey, Alvin.
Yes, sir.
We've got a couple of other things to communicate to the audience. First of all, I don't know if it's still available, but Amazon lowered the price of my book, Is Atheism Dead, pretty dramatically. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but at least while I'm recording this, the price is very low. So if you're thinking of ordering some copies, now would be a good time. There are many places you can get it. Everywhere I go, this is what I'm talking about. I spoke about it last night in Billings, Montana. The book talks about evidence from science for God, for the God of the Bible. I can't believe I have the honor of putting this information in a book and getting it out there. But the bottom line is, I don't care who gets it out there. We need to know that science is pointing to God. This is as big a headline as it gets, because we've been living with this narrative, this secular narrative, whether you go back to Darwin in 1859 or you go back to Time Magazine's cover article in 1966 that says, is God dead? We've been living under this narrative that somehow random forces, natural forces, can create the universe, create you, create me, create it. And the idea that science is somehow at odds with faith, that's not true. But not until now have we really seen how preposterous it is that we've been living under this idea. So in my book, Is Atheism Dead, I go into the details. But these are exciting times that science is pointing us to the God of the Bible. And it's so counterintuitive. It's so against everything that we've been hearing most of our lives that I just think of it as really, really big news. And I'm excited about it. So that it's my book, Is Atheism Dead? If you're signed up for my newsletter, we're going to be sending out chapters and excerpts in the next couple of weeks, just so you can read some of it, whether you order the book or not.
Yeah. And you know what? It's the antidote to all the bad news that's going on right now, because there's a lot of bad news, you got to admit. But when you read Is Atheism Dead? I mean, it really uplifts you, because you see, especially in the archaeological part, in part two, where you talk about all these wonderful digs that are proving historical events in the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament, it really builds up your faith. It's great.
I was going to say it. I mean, I know that you and Anne read it and you had that reaction, and I never know what people will like or what they don't like. And I have to say, most people, including me, until I wrote the book, you haven't heard this information. Yeah. And I think the takeaway for most people, at least it is for me, you just think, how is it possible that I had never heard this? You know, many of us go to good churches with really intelligent pastors, and even we haven't heard this. They've never preached about it, whatever. I actually hope that people will use this book as sermon fodder, that a lot of the information in this book will make its way into sermons in the years ahead, because we need to hear how outrageous the evidence is for the God of the Bible. It does change how you walk through life, because you don't feel like my faith is, well, who am I to, you start realizing, no, this is fact. Archaeology, science, all these things are clearly bolstering, they bolster our faith when we look at what they're revealing. But who thought we'd live at a time when the evidence from science and on and on and on would bolster our faith? So
yeah,
important to say that. We have to mention also, folks, every single day we are on LindellTV.com. You know Mike Lindell, our friend, the great, 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 great patriot that he is. He's created this thing called LindellTV.com. You can also go to frankspeech.com. This program is on there every day at 3 p.m. Central Time, I think. Is that right?
No, it's 3 p.m. Eastern.
Eastern?
3 p.m. Eastern. Yes, it is. Yep, that's okay. When I watch it. So, yeah.
Okay. So every day, 3 p.m. Eastern, you can watch this as a TV program on LindellTV.com. We are going to be airing a number of times the Christmas special. Albin, you and Chris and I and some of our friends did something that until people see it, there's no way they could believe. Like if I start talking about it, they're going to think he's blowing some smoke here, folks. We'll send it out on my newsletter as well, in case you can't find your way to LindellTV.com or frankspeech.com or whatever. If you can't see it, but I'm telling you, you will not believe what we did. Honestly, it's one of the craziest.
Yeah, Eric's down in the bayou with Phil Robertson. That alone is worth the price.
I actually forgot about that. I literally forgot about that. I go, I'm in the swamp with Phil Robertson, the patriarch, duck commander. That's part of it. We are in Central Park shooting off shotguns. Okay, people need to see. There is so much stuff in here. Mike Lindell is in it. Victoria Jackson is in it. There is stuff in it that you will not... I promise you. So this is 3 p.m. Eastern. I don't know when we're going to air it again, but Monday through Friday, we're on Lindell TV, 3 p.m. Eastern, every single day, Monday through Friday. One day next week, we will air it again this week, but we haven't told you when. We haven't figured it out. But I'm telling you, you won't believe it. You'll be sorry you didn't tape it. You'll be mark my words, folks. It is one of the craziest things. Thank God that TBN let us do this. Let us waste their money. Actually, we did it on a shoestring budget. We did it. It's an amazing thing. But I want to say that
it was a big shoe though.
Very, very big shoe. I also want to say that this is important. We're doing a fundraiser with CSI, Christian Solidarity International. We need your help. We want you to go to our website, metaxastalk.com, or you can call the number 888-253-3522. We need your help. We need everybody. If you listen to this program, we need you to do something. It doesn't matter what you do, but something. 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522. I'm going to say it again slowly. 888-253-3522, or just go to metaxastalk.com. We really need your help. It's the greatest cause there is. I'm going to leave it at that. We've said enough.
Yeah, I just real quick, I know you and Suzanne have given for this cause. So have Ann and I, because this is the most amazing. $250 a slave gets freed. That is amazing in these times.
I mean, it's almost incomprehensible that CSI is such an extraordinary organization that they can do this, that they can pull this off. Again, we've told you the details at other times. I want to remind you folks, our sponsor, Mike Lindell, he needs our help. I won't go into why right now, but please do as much Christmas shopping as you can at mypillow.com. Use the code Eric. You're helping this program. We need your help. We've been thrown off of YouTube for speaking truth to power, evidently. So please go to mypillow.com, mystore.com. Use the code Eric. Thank you. Hey, folks, give the gift of memory for Christmas. Help your loved ones keep and improve their memory with VivaLore memory support. They can remember names and remain sharp. When her mother had dementia, VivaLore's founder prayed that God would show her the solution to memory loss through prayer, divine encounters, and her background as a pharmacist. Susan Gibson created VivaLore memory support, a premium quality supplement with tons times more ingredients than other supplements. Visit VivaLore.com for testimonials. Visit VivaLore.com for testimonials about the life-changing improvements. One customer wrote 3 books about VivaLore. One is titled, I Feel 15 Years Younger, 50 Ways My Life Was Measurably Enhanced by VivaLore Memory Support. Wow. VivaLore has helped those with normal memory, mild or severe memory loss. Go to VivaLore.com, VivoLore.com. Get 30% off with the code Eric. That's 30% off with the code Eric. There's no better gift than keeping your precious memories. VivaLore.com, VivoLore.com.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black. Why you never see bright colors.
Hey, folks, guess what? Have you heard of the Irwin Brothers? So have I. We can only get one of them today. It's Andy. Andy, you've got another film out. This is particularly exciting. I don't know where to start except to say welcome to the program.
Eric, it's good to be with you, man. And I tried to get my delinquent brother to come along, but he doesn't listen to me anymore.
I know. So. You know what? He's dead to all of us. Albin, he's on that list now. No more. Enough. Enough is enough. You guys are famous for having done many, many films, but there's something about this new film that I found particularly exciting. And usually what I would do is just sum it up and not give you an opportunity to talk, but I'm trying to change. So tell my audience, what is this film? Really, this is so exciting. I'm just tempted to, you know, tell my audience about this film and when it opens.
Yeah, man. I could listen to you talk all day long, Eric. So you can wax eloquent anytime.
You're very nice. Thank you.
I'm good. But American Underdog, it's the Kurt Warner story. And, you know, my brother and I started out as sports cameramen back in the day. And so I remember being on the sidelines of the Super Bowl in 2002, watching Kurt Warner on the field. And there was just something so amazing about his story, you know, of this guy that was, you know, went from working in a supermarket, trying to support his family, out of football for 5 years. And then finally got his chance to play for the Rams and made it all the way to the Super Bowl and ended up being the MVP of the NFL in the year he was the lowest paid athlete in the NFL. And so it is the underdog story of all underdog stories. Amazing story about family. And it opens on Christmas Day.
And it opens on Christmas Day. Now, I can't see you on the camera. I think that they're going to fix that. I mean, Christmas Day, Andy, Christmas Day. Now I can see you. Christmas Day is a big deal. But for people who aren't in the movie business, and I'm not really, but you certainly are, explain why it's a big deal. Because, look, you and your brother, you know, you've made a lot of films, but it's a new thing when all kinds of theaters across the country open a film on Christmas Day. Talk about that, because this is a big it's a great accomplishment that you've done in this film.
Yeah, you know, I think the exciting thing is like Christmas Day, that is the Super Bowl for our industry. And that's where, you know, it's the biggest day of the year for, you know, films to open. Everybody, you know, they open presents and they go to the movies together. So it's a huge opportunity. And so for years, Faith Film was kind of the redheaded kind of stepchild for, you know, for the industry, for studios. And for the first time, things that have to do with faith are not seen with that stigma, and Lionsgate's giving us every opportunity. We're opening against The Matrix and Spider-Man. So, you know, similar to what your book did with Bonhoeffer, really legitimizing you know, literature in that way. I think, you know, hopefully American Underdog is a step forward towards really communicating with a broad audience the hope we find as Christians.
You're very kind to bring up my Bonhoeffer book in that way. But I think that it's always been the reason I get excited for you and for this film. And again, folks, it's American Underdog, is because it's always been, I believe, God's calling on my life to bring the things of God into the mainstream, because
yes,
everybody cares about truth and God. And, you know, even if you don't know it, we're all made in God's image and we're all longing for these things. And so to kind of relegate it into some religious corner is ridiculous. It's ridiculous, yeah, just from a financial perspective, because you have huge audiences of people that are just hungry for this. But we know that Hollywood has tended to be secular. New York, where I live, tends to be secular. It tends to be populated by people who either don't get this stuff, they just don't speak this language, or maybe they're even hostile to it. They hang out with people that are hostile to it. And I just think it's huge when anything like this breaks into the mainstream, because there is such a hunger for it. So tell us the story. Again, the title is American Underdog. You've got some huge names in here. I mean, I almost did a double take, but Zachary Levi, he's the young star of this. So tell us about him first, but then I want to talk about Dennis Quaid and Anna Paquin.
So for both, you know, for Zachary, Zachary, you know, of course, had a huge breakout hit with Shazam, and he's in that superhero movie franchise and is the star of that. And they just finished Shazam 2. And so, you know, but he and I knew each other from 10, 12 years ago. I used to go to a Bible study at his house out in L.A., and he was on a TV show called Chuck that was really popular back in the day. And so we kind of knew each other in that, you know, venue. But when Shazam was coming out, I saw it was going to be a big break for him in a whole new way. And then for me, you know, it was the same year that we were releasing I Can Only Imagine, which was our breakout hit. And so we started talking back and forth. And so when we got to this movie, you know, we tried really hard to look for opportunities, like you said, to kind of connect with people outside the church walls, to really have something that's universally relatable that people can kind of enter the story with, but then an opportunity to kind of plant that seed of Christianity and start it in that conversation with people outside the church. And we thought that, you know, an underdog story, a sports story like Kurt Warner, a Hall of Fame quarterback, gave that avenue. So when I was talking one day with Zachary Levi on a FaceTime call with each other, and he said, "What's this Kurt Warner movie I keep hearing my name pitched around on? Everybody says I look like him." And I said, "Well, Zach, I wasn't going to pitch you because I know you're booked for the next 3 years." And he said, "Well, COVID may have rearranged some things. Let me read the script." And I sent him the script, and he texted me back at midnight and said, "Let's make a football movie." And the whole movie, wow, just took another trajectory.
I was
going to
say, that's a huge,
like,
deal.
That's huge.
I'm a little too old to be really conversant in the whole superhero genre. I tend to sneer. Yeah. Don't go by me. That's just me. But I know, yeah, that when you mention Shazam, these are huge films. So the idea that this guy is, yep, a believer and is the star of this thing, this is a huge, huge deal. You also obviously have Dennis Quaid in the film. Now, he was in I Can Only Imagine. I think that's when I, right, met him, was when you were launching, right, that film.
Yeah, yeah,
I
mean, he's in our NRB interview.
He's a huge deal. And so I'm thrilled, right, that he's in this. But and how do we pronounce it? Paquin.
Yeah, Anna,
okay,
Paquin.
Anna Paquin. I mean, for crying out loud, you know, I think of her as being in The Piano. I mean, how many years ago was that?
I mean, she was 9 years old, so that had to have been 30 years ago. So, yeah, it was
did
amazing.
Did you say 30?
Yeah.
That's not, like, really that. Possible. That can't be,
yeah,
possible.
Yeah. It's been a while. It's been a while, man. There's been some gray hair added to both of us since then. But, yeah, Anna, you know, for you know, Dennis, of course, I love Dennis. He's kind of like, you know, Michael Caine is to Christopher Nolan. Dennis is going to be to the Irwin brothers. You know, I'll work with him until he gets tired of us. But he plays Dick Vermeil, which is the amazing coach for the Rams, and just disappears in the role. But then when we were looking for who to play Brenda, when Anna Paquin, you know, is the youngest Oscar winner in the history of the Oscars. She was 9 years old when she won her Academy Award. But when
Wait, she beat out Tatum O'Neill, you're telling me?
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
So she's right there. They're neck and neck. I think they were, you know,
that's
close.
Seriously,
together.
That's because that's one of my favorite films of all time. Paper Moon is one of the greatest films ever made. Bogdanovich is a god, small g. But the idea that I remember when The Piano came out, that it was like, oh, here's another 9 year old going up for the Oscar. So crazy.
Yeah. 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 She was a, you know, talented actress, but when she read the script, she said, she had a call with us and she said, I love this script. And she said, I've never interacted with Faith at all. I've always done really edgy material. So I've never done anything like this. And she said, do you think that's a problem with me portraying a Christian? And I said, Anna, absolutely not. As long as we can agree on one thing, can we agree on trying to understand what Brenda's faith meant to her and make that real? And she said, well, that's exactly what I would do as an actress. And I was like, well, then who wouldn't want to work with an Oscar winner? And so she came in, and her first day on set, she was like, I've been reading every book by Brenda Warner. I've watched every one of her Women of Faith speeches. And she's like, I understand it's more of a relationship than it is a religion. Huh. And she, again, what does that exactly mean? We're having these conversations that were fantastic, phenomenal. She put in her homework and I think really made the faith authentic.
Isn't that great? Well, this is so beautiful. This is all good. This is wall-to-wall good news. Folks, I'm talking to Andy Irwin of the Irwin Brothers. The new film, which comes out Christmas Day, is American Underdog. Do you know how many theaters it will open in? How are in these sort of post-COVID times, I just don't know how much streaming, how much theaters, how much – what's going on?
Well, it's going to be the widest release we've ever had. So it'll be in about 3,000 theaters. So it'll be across the country, nationwide.
Did you say 3,000?
Yeah. It'll be great.
What are you doing a show like this? You're a big cheese now. They're opening in 3,000 theaters on Christmas Day. And this guy, in the spirit of Christ, stoops down to the level of this program. Seriously, that is fantastic. I almost can't believe it. That is huge news. 3,000 theaters on Christmas Day. This is a praise the Lord moment for America and for the entertainment industry. This is a big deal. We're going to be right back, folks. I'm talking to Andy Irwin. The film is American Underdog. Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. Joe Biden and the Democrats have laid out the most socialist agenda our country has ever seen. Instead of following President Trump's blueprint that had the economy booming, the Dems are going to raise taxes, increase regulations, and skyrocket an already outrageous national debt. If your retirement is in traditional investments, it is in jeopardy. Americans should be diversifying their investments with gold and precious metals. Gold gives you control over your wealth and protects you from market volatility, inflation, and a weakening dollar. When investing in gold, I turn to Legacy Precious Metals. Legacy Precious Metals has over 40 years of experience in helping Americans protect their finances, and this team is prepared to patiently consider your own personal financial needs. If you're looking to invest in gold, call the good folks at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-473-6204 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. Don't leave your retirement to chance, friends. Contact Legacy Precious Metals today. That's 866-473-6204. Folks, I've got good news for you. There is a great film coming out on Christmas Day. It is called American Underdog. It's the story of Kurt Warner. It's a faith film. At the same time, it's just a film. And we were hoping to get one of the Irwin brothers on. And as you know, they're big deals now. They're like opening in 3,000 theaters on Christmas Day. They're not going to stoop to the level. And then I realized, no. One of them was willing to stoop to the level of coming on. Andy Irwin, thank you for stooping.
Eric, there's no stooping involved. When it's Eric Metaxas, we see eye to eye, and I'm always glad to talk with other storytellers.
You can say any nice thing you want. I'm not gonna stop you. But I will know, and Albin can bear me up. I will know that I've really made it in your eyes when you actually cast me in one of these films. You let me disappear into a role the way Dennis Quaid just becomes, you know, Coach Dick Vermeil. Like, he just becomes somebody else. That someday, Albin, I'm telling you, I don't know what it's going to be, a monster movie or something, but I'm going to be on there doing a Scottish accent or something. I'm looking forward to that day. But to this film, now, for people who don't know the story of Kurt Warner, just give us the nutshell. I mean, you did briefly before, but give us the nutshell, because it's not really – I mean, it's a football story, but it's not a football story. It's really a – it's an American story, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and hence the title, American Underdog. You know, the idea for it is kind of in the vein of, you know, classic sports movies like Hoosiers, you know, like Rudy, and ultimately kind of one of the biggest inspirations for this film was the original Rocky, is the idea of just the everyman, that person that's down on their luck, just can't seem to catch a break. This guy was out of football for 5 years, working at the supermarket, living on food stamps. And ultimately, the main inspiration was what happened at home. Everybody knows kind of the guy on the field, but what they don't know is the strong woman in the stands and her family that really gave him the heart of a champion. And when Kurt Warner was a fifth-year senior at the University of Northern Iowa, he just couldn't catch a break. He had been a bench warmer for 4 years. He got a chance to, he didn't get drafted, got a brief chance with the Packers. But what happened was he fell in love with this woman who was a single mom, former Marine, who had a special needs son named Zach. And Zach was blind, and it was through this family and him falling in love with this family that they gave him the heart of a champion to fight for them. And that's ultimately what led to 5 years later, him being the MVP of the Super Bowl. So supermarket, the Super Bowl, it's a legend.
And it's funny too, because there are certain stories. I mean, the idea that this is not fiction, Rocky is fiction. Now, Rocky is a great film,
right.
But it's fiction. And the idea that you have a film here that it's like fiction. I mean, it's mythical, beautiful.
Yep.
It hits all these themes, but it's a true story. I mean, it's pretty extraordinary. And of course, there are many Americans who remember, you know, when this happened, and remember that Super Bowl. And it is just it's an extraordinary story. It's funny you bring up Rocky, because I think that those are the stories that always resonate, the underdog story. Now, the difference between this film and Rocky is that Talia Shire is not in this film, correct?
Right. Unfortunately, we couldn't get,
unbelievable,
couldn't get some of the original cast, but you know.
But I mean, it's just funny, because when you think of Rocky, I mean, I remember I was a kid and Rocky, like the budget was like nothing for Rocky. I mean, this was like a Hail Mary pass from Sylvester Stallone trying to make this film. But people are looking for films that have this kind of heart. And I think, you know, what's interesting, Andy, is that you and your brother, you've been making films enough now where you realize it's easy for a story like this to become hokey. And how do you tell a story that has such heart, but that it's not hokey? It's real. There's an element of grittiness to it. I think Lionsgate, and I want to be clear too, because you know, people who don't know this, but Lionsgate really did a huge thing by coming to you and your brother and saying, we want to do, you know, films that don't shrink from faith, that we want to do that. What do you think it was that Lionsgate was willing to do that? Because Hollywood, again, traditionally, they're sort of wary. Sometimes they're openly hostile, but other times I just think they're wary. They don't know that language. They don't know that.
Yeah.
Was it, I mean, a relationship that you had with them? How did it happen? Because this is, you know, this is good news for America.
Yeah, the exciting thing is, Eric, you know, I don't think, you know, there are those that are hostile towards Christianity within the industry. But as a whole, it's a business and it's about making money. And a lot of times they're afraid to risk on things that are unknown. And until you prove that there's an audience there. And the thing I love about Lionsgate is they have this entrepreneur spirit. And so they're willing to take risks on filmmakers that connect with a very specific niche. And that they like to develop that. They did it with Tyler Perry, and there's others that they've done it with over the years. And so they really got kind of our entrepreneur spirit. We connected on that level. I can only imagine kind of proved the theory that there was an audience there. And at that point, they really kind of went all in on us and on our audience. And it's bigger than John and myself. There's an audience there that's underserved. And so when you have a film like this, and what we tried to do with a film like this, it was we tried to make it broad. We really embraced that it was something that could branch out beyond the church walls. but that was safe for our audience. It's a family film. It's not cheesy. We really embraced the bumps on the road that Kurt went down. He said, you know, I don't want to make a Pollyanna story. But in that, there's something really all-American and wholesome about it that on Christmas Day, you can take your whole family to. It's something that a family can unite around. And, you know, on a day where, you know, the Matrix might be pulling the male audience one way and, you know, you have female-driven things on others and Spider-Man is pulling the kids away. This is a story that can the whole family can say, let's do this together. And we're excited about that opportunity for us as Christians.
And we are very excited for you as well. We'll be right back, folks. I'm talking to Andy Irwin. The film, as you now know, is American Underdog, opening on Christmas Day.
Hey, folks, I've got to tell you a secret about Relief Factor that the father-son owners, Pete and Seth Talbot, have never made a big deal about, but I think it is a big deal. I really do. They sell the three-week quick start pack for just $19.95 to anyone struggling from pain like neck, shoulder, back, hip, or knee pain, $19.95, about a dollar a day. But what they haven't broadcasted much is that every time they sell a three-week quick start, they lose money. In fact, they don't even break even until about 4 to 5 months after if you keep ordering it. Friends, that's huge. People don't keep ordering Relief Factor month after month if it doesn't work. So yes, Pete and Seth are literally on a mission to help as many people as possible deal with their pain. They really do put their money where their mouths are. So if you're in pain from exercise or even just getting older, order the three-week quick start for $19.95. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. I use it. It works.
Folks, I hope you're excited as I am. American Underdog. By the way, what a title. American Underdog. It's like, was that taken? It wasn't taken. Let's use that. American Underdog. Doesn't get better. Andy Irwin, now how are you credited? You guys are just producers on the film. How do you and your brother work that stuff out?
Yeah. John and I are, you know, we're blue collar. So filmmaker kind of encompasses all of it. But we produce and direct together along with, you know, our other producers, Mark Ciardi and Kevin Downs. And then John wrote the script for it with a group of other writers, David Aaron Cohen and John Gunn. But it was
But you direct together.
Yeah, we direct together.
Does anybody else direct together? Do the Cohen brothers direct together? How does that work?
Yep. There's a lot of brother director teams, whether it's, you know, the Cohen brothers or, you know, the Duffer brothers do Stranger.
Hitchcock brothers. Who can forget the Hitchcock brothers?
There's a lot of brother teams, and I think, you know, it's dysfunctional every sense of the word. We argue a lot. But in that, we have this policy of best idea wins. It's friction with respect. And there's a necessity of friction in creating really good stories, and that's how we work.
Well, it must be exciting for you, too, to get to work with people like Anna. Is it Paquin or Paquin? I always get this.
Paquin.
To work with her, to work with Dennis Quaid. People have been now, and I can only imagine you got to work with Cloris Leachman, and I just would have done anything to meet Cloris Leachman. She is one of the greats, absolute, just an amazing, brilliant actress, comedian. But it must be gratifying to get to work with folks like this who know their way around a film set, so to speak.
Yeah. Each time I get to work with a legend like Cloris or John Voight or, you know, others or Gary Sinise, who's one of my heroes, you know, whenever I get to work with one of them, you know, it makes my job so much easier as a director. I just sit around and tell me the stories of kind of the early days and just kind of the romantic stories of old Hollywood is something I love. You know, I on this one, we got to work with Bruce McGill, who, you know, has been in everything. And Bruce, I would just sit around and say, tell me how Michael Mann does it. Tell me how Steven Spielberg does it. And just, I would just hear these stories and I'd be like, oh, I'm stealing that. So we love it. And I think as Christians, the cool thing is, like, for years, it was very hard for us to kind of get traction with, you know, the talent that we wanted in front of the cameras. And now the doors have really been opened up to this massive amount of talent that's willing to work on things that have to do with faith. And I think that's exciting to see that conversation kind of go outward.
Well, look, it really is, and part of the reason that I get so excited about this and that I've been talking about this kind of thing for years is I really do believe, and I know you and your brother get this, that you really have to speak through the culture about God. That if people just hear it in religious contexts, then they put it in that box. It doesn't come into their world. And a lot of these stories, I mean, there's so few films like this. I mean, you have to go way back to Chariots of Fire or to A Man for All Seasons. I mean, it's like you're lucky if once a decade you get a story like this. So I actually believe that in part because of what you and John are doing, that there's a renaissance. There's something happening that is deeply healthy for our culture. We need this. We've been kind of disproportionately secular. You probably don't know this, but I think literally 30 years ago, Michael Medved wrote a book called Hollywood versus America. And in the book, now imagine this is 30 plus years ago, but he was basically showing how if you're in Hollywood and you want to make money, these are the kind of films, like G-rated films, family films. Those are the big money makers. But there's a culture, and again, it's here in New York and you see it in Hollywood, where people want the respect of their friends. And their friends are saying, like, make a gritty R-rated movie. You know, that even though the money would be more in making an E.T. or something like that. So for folks like Lionsgate, just to have the wisdom to say, yes, we're willing to go in this direction. A lot of people could say, like, that's where the money is, but not everybody else is going in that direction. So it's a really, it's a cultural, it takes a certain amount of courage and vision. Yeah. And so I'm just thrilled that Lionsgate has done this with you and your brother. Now, American Underdog, I wish I could invest because it's very rare that something comes along like this. What do you see for your future? Because I know you guys are probably working on other projects. Anything that you can mention? I don't know.
Yeah. The exciting thing is, Eric, is, each opportunity that the audience shows up, they're voting with their movie ticket for more content like this. And it's not about John and I as a brand. It's really about the reason why we named our company Kingdom Story Company is we wanted to do things that, could build things for entertainment, but also have a kind of a double bottom line, a kingdom eternal purpose to kind of elevate other voices that are up and coming to tell their stories. So the thing I'm excited about is that playing field continues to broaden and widen. And we've got projects coming out, not just from John and me, but from other filmmakers like John Gunn, who directed Case for Christ. He's got an incredible film coming out in March called The Unbreakable Boy. That's a lot like a movie like Wonder. It's just an incredible true story. We've got Jesus Revolution about the early days of the Jesus movement. That's a feature that my brother is directing. I'm developing a war movie that I can't talk about yet, but it's based on a New York Times bestseller, and I'm really excited about it, but I can't announce it yet. And so there's
now,
a lot of really
a minute.
Cool
makes
stuff.
Me want to guess. It's based on a New York Times bestseller, and he can't talk about it, but it's a war. But the war happened, right? It's not a future war.
No, it's not. I can't talk about it.
Don't worry about it. We're not going to. I'm not here to get you in trouble, but I'm excited that you're working on it.
I will come back and we'll talk. When we announce, you'll be the first person to tell. So
wow.
It'll be exciting.
Alvin, did you hear that? Write that down. We're going to hold these guys. Seriously, though, this is a – I think, I'm excited for you and I'm excited for the film, but I'm really excited for entertainment in America because – it's been a long time. You know this. It's been a long time. So that when you get to tell a story like this and open in 3,000 theaters on Christmas Day, that's a milestone in the story of American entertainment. We can't, this is not business as usual. We don't have this kind of stuff happening all the time. So you guys have been so faithful over the years. I just want to say congratulations to you and everybody involved with this film. I cannot wait to see it. I know that my audience is properly excited to see it. But God bless you, Andy. Give our best to John and to be continued. Very excited for you.
Eric, you're the best. Appreciate your friendship, buddy.
Make the best of what you've left to me. Left to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've got an opportunity to do something beautiful. You know this is true. I say this all the time, but you know it anyway. You don't need me to tell you that. We're going through crazy times. The question is, what can I do about it? To despair, to say there's nothing I can do about it, is to play into the hands of, how shall I put it, Satan. So you don't want to, that's not a good option. You want to do something good. There are many things you can do. One thing I hope you will do, one thing I hope you'll do today, now, is give to CSI. We don't care what you give. That's between you and God. But I want to be very blunt and say that when something as horrible as actual slavery exists, the idea that somebody says to you, hey, there's something good you can do about it, that should excite you. This is, there's a lot of horrible stuff going on in the world. There's very little we can do, except obviously pray, which is not insignificant. But God doesn't want us just to pray if we can do other things besides pray. He wants us to pray and do those other things. One of them is to give to CSI, Christian Solidarity International. They are on the ground in places like South Sudan, where they are freeing people, people no different than you or me, who have been enslaved, usually by radical Muslims who believe that enslaving Christians is okay. So we're here to say it's not okay, and we're going to put our money where our mouths are. So we're asking you today to go to metaxastalk.com. Everybody has to do this. If you listen to this program, I'm just here to tell you, you have to do this. So you might as well just do it right now. Go to metaxastalk.com, and you'll see the banner, and you'll see the options for giving. Albin, let's give the phone number out, because there are people that are going to call right now. What is the number?
Yep, the phone number is 888-253-3522. 888-253-3522. This is the greatest thing, folks, to actually have a slave freed in time for them to celebrate this Christmas with their family and their church at home. This is an incredible opportunity.
I mean, again, it sounds like we're making this up. Folks, if you go, I mean, if you've been listening to this program, you've heard some of the details, but I just want to say this is real. We can do something about it. CSI comes to us because they know that we have an audience that understands this. The idea that people are being persecuted for their Christian faith to the extent of enslavement, to the extent of rape, to the extent of all this abuse, this is real. But the good news is you can do something about it. And I know you will right now. I'm going to give the phone number out again, 888-253-3522. 888-253-3522. We need you to do this. 888-253-3522. Now,
And keep in mind, it's only $250 to free a slave, but any portion that you can give goes towards freeing a person from slavery.
Okay, so let's not forget, we have an offer out there. I say this all the time because there are people who will take me up on it. Anyone who can give $2,500 that will free 10 human beings from slavery. We've talked about this. I have three hats given to me by Donald Trump and a pen given to me by Donald Trump. I will sign the hats to whomever. You talk about a Christmas gift, to be able to give a Make America Great Again hat to somebody, signed to them, I will sign it with the pen given to me by Trump. It's a special Trump pen that he uses for this stuff. Folks, this is an amazing opportunity for a crazy Christmas gift. And guess what? You'll be freeing 10 human beings from slavery. A lot of you can afford to do that. It's more important than whatever you were going to get, a jet ski or something that was going to rot in the garage. I think you can do this. 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, or go to metaxastalk.com. We need your help today. Thank you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.